listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Waukesha. Presented by Indeed.com.
On the Civic Media app.
I'm Allison Keys in Washington. President Biden pitching his 2024 re-election campaign to friendly union members in Philadelphia in his first political rally since tossing his hat into the ring in April. The AFL-CIO, including 60 unions, endorsed Mr. Biden and Vice President Harris this week, the earliest it has done so in a presidential election.
The investment we've made these past 3 years have the power to transform this country for the next 5 decades. And guess who's going to be at the center of the transformation? You. You, union. No. Working people in this country. In 10 years, America's going to look around and say, my God, look what we did.
But the Teamsters Union is authorized to strike for UPS drivers, which could wreak havoc for customers if no deal is reached before their contract is up at the end of next month. CBS's Dana Jacobson with more.
On Friday, UPS union workers voted overwhelmingly to strike if they can't reach a deal before their contract expires on July 31st. Among the demands, the more than 330,000 employees want higher pay and more full-time jobs. Supply chain experts say a strike of any kind would have a devastating impact on the summer and back-to-school shopping season.
Texas is dealing with scorching heat right now, right after a deadly tornado touched down there, and more storms are on the way for Florida, which also had a tornado. Oklahoma is expecting a line of thunderstorms as well. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
Our stormy pattern continues on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, filled with the chance for more severe weather, including isolated tornadoes, but a lot of wind, a lot of large hail. We saw that yesterday. We'll see it again today from the central and southern plains, stretching all the way down to the Gulf Coast and much of Florida.
Charleston, South Carolina marked 8 years today since the murder of 9 people at Mother Emanuel AME Church. Mrs. Susie Jackson was among those killed. Councilmember Robert Mitchell spoke at the dedication of a Freedom Memorial Garden that bears her name.
He always telling me, he said, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep family in front. Make sure family is together. That's one thing she was always proud of, having family together.
Many around the nation are celebrating Pride Month, but the advocacy group GLAAD says major social media platforms do a terrible job protecting LGBTQ plus users from hate speech and harassment, particularly those who are non-binary, transgender, or gender non-conforming. GLAAD says Twitter is the worst, although others got lower failing scores. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Geese are getting to be a bigger nuisance in Wisconsin parks. But animal rights advocates are urging communities not to euthanize them. More from Mike Moan.
Mid-June is considered a key time for cities to carry out elements of their control plans, because that's when geese lose their flight feathers and grow new ones. Mary Telfer with Alliance for Animals says places like Madison and Maquonago have turned to lethal options at various points. They round up geese and either euthanize them at meat processing plants or through gas chambers. Action she calls cruel and inhumane.
These are highly intelligent birds, and they have a strong family structure. They mourn when they lose a partner or a family member or an egg.
And she says the gas is used for baby geese and results in a traumatic death. The group urges local agencies to stick with other strategies like habitat modification. Madison officials say they rely on several non-lethal practices and euthanasia only as a last resort. Delfer says it's understandable some people are annoyed about navigating bird poop, but she adds they might not be happy to know about the lethal action sometimes used to keep populations under control.
I doubt very much if someone is complaining about some goose poop and they call the park district to say clean it up. I can't imagine most people would be okay with this.
And her organization is working with a group in defense of animals to sound the alarm over a planned roundup this summer in Maquonago. Cities that consider lethal strategies coordinate such efforts with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our RateTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network, and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Monday, June 12th, 2023, hour number two, coming up at the bottom of the hour at 2:30. Our good friend, wonderful Madisonian, and Wisconsin Latin jazz icon, Tony Castaneda, will be here to discuss the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Sextet's return to the iconic Cardinal Bar here in Madison. Now, I think 2 weeks in, I was there on the premiere night with my friends Kurt and Florsky. Great performance by the Latin Jazz Sextet. Also talking about Tony's connection to the Kenosha and Racine area, particularly important. And I think you'll find it interesting for our folks listening down at WRJN, 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and Kenosha. I know there's a few, believe me, was at the Dem convention, state convention in Green Bay this weekend, heard from people who were not real happy, a little miffed that they have lost their oldies station in Racine and Kenosha. But we said, just give us a listen. Give us a chance. Tony Castaneda. That's going to be a name that will resonate with people in Racine and Kenosha. Stay tuned. He will be here at the bottom of the hour at 2:30 to talk about the Latin Jazz Sextet. Also, his advocacy for issues across the state of Wisconsin and just the history of music across the state of Wisconsin. Really great guy. He also has a radio program on WORT, Wart Radio, Community Radio, here in Madison, Wisconsin. I had the opportunity to be on his program on Wart last Thursday, and now he's returning the favor and coming on our show here today. Looking forward to that. Also talking about this breaking, I call it breaking news story, courtesy of our very own Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin, can listen to it every day, 10 until noon, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Kristen Bry, Jane Matinair, great program. She was so kind as to forward me this just as we were going on the air last hour. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has sent out an email, a campaign fundraiser, and sent it to one of her friends who forwarded it on to her. It is legit. I have it in front of me. I'll leave the person's name out at the top. It says, "Dear Blank, we have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state. This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming, and it's being replaced with left-wing propaganda." Now, look, I'm going to stop there. I may be many things, but I am not a left-wing propagandist. I was born and raised in Richland Center, Wisconsin, a town of 5,000 people. My paternal grandparents were dairy farmers all their life. My maternal grandparents grew up on farms as well. No left-wing propaganda here. I hunt, I own firearms. I was part of the Republican Party for nearly 30 years. I helped elect more Republicans to the state, I have to admit, than probably 85 to 90% of the goose-stepping yahoos that'll be in La Crosse this weekend. I was there. I actually helped elect Republicans. I worked for Dale Schultz, the Senate Majority Leader in Wisconsin. A 98% Republican voter while I was in the Senate. I am many things. I am not a left-wing propagandist. So Brian Schimming, my good old friend Brian Schimming, who's now the chairman of the state Republican Party, I'll tell you, Brian, you know I am no left-wing propagandist. And yet this is where the Republican Party of Wisconsin is today. Sending out email fundraisers, attacking Civic Media Radio Network and the hosts, calling us left-wing propaganda. You want to know what the Republican Party is afraid of? The truth. The truth. That's why for so long they kept ignoring me. That's why I can't get Howard Markline, the chair of the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, to come on this program. Because he doesn't want to tell the truth. That's just a fact of it. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, I will start out here. We may have to stop for the commercial break, but what say you?
Well, this is a news breaking story. It should be on every Golden News network in our country. I mean, come on. And you know, they do not want any language, any statements over the air that contradict what they say, because they go through the whole day and on numerous, even the evangelical stations, spreading lies. And if truth comes out stating something different than what they're saying, it will interrupt, I got a funny name for it, cognitive neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah.
Where you say it over and over and over again, and you get it from different sources all day long. You have it in your head, but you don't know why. You can't justify it and that type of thing. So they don't want a break in what they're doing in the state of Wisconsin. And it shows they're pretty desperate. And they want to spread rumors before people even know about civic media. Well, it shows what they're up to.
That's right.
Thank you very much for your show.
We appreciate you listening up there at Eau Claire, the Tap 93.5 FM. Back with more. Don't go anywhere. Your phone calls after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. We'll be right back.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. This is the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth seems to be something that's gotten under the saddle, a burr under the saddle of the Wisconsin Republican Party, putting out a fundraising letter electronically within the last day or so, accusing civic media of being left-wing propaganda. As I said before the break, you're talking to a dude who spent 30 years almost in the Republican Party helping elect Republicans. I hunt. I own firearms. I grew up in a rural community. I am many things. Disorganized, kind of, you know, scatterbrained sometimes, you know, balding, yes. But a left-wing propagandist? No, not so much. Let's go to the phones. Karina in Milwaukee, thanks for joining the program. What say you?
Well, you know, guys, this is what I want to say. Well, first of all, congratulations. You served under their radar. You know how it is that when you're under radar, no one really tells you anything bad or find about you anything bad because you are unknown. So now you are known. That's one. And this is congrats. And another thing is, this is the reason they didn't want your station on Republican, you know, whatever the Republican meeting we're going to have in the summer, right? Mm. And I think that you are a threat. This is what it is. You are the threat because you show that Republicans the best function in chaos. Mm. You know, like some managers, they can fix up real good. They can do things real good, but what they do, they're putting down the fires. This is not a management. This is not a governing. This is not ruling. This is the chaos. This is the anarchy which you wanted to take and represent like a way of governing the whole wonderful, huge, powerful country. And you're destroying that. And you're showing it to people that this is not true. They liars.
Well, that's true. People,
and I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you, Karina. We appreciate your listenership, your loyalty, and always appreciate you calling in. Karina in Milwaukee, thank you so much down there in Milwaukee, listening to us on the Shaw down there, 5:40 a.m. and 101.7 in Milwaukee, Waukesha. Thanks a lot, Karina. Also joining us right now via phone, and we appreciate it so much, my colleague from, speaking of the Shaw and across the Civic Media Radio Network, who broke this story, really, Karina. I looked at the wrong screen. Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen, I can't thank you enough for getting this information out to us. Can you tell us, how did this come to you? And you don't have to name names, but how did you first find this?
It's funny that people are really riled up about this. Probably a good thing for me to make a TikTok about later.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's funny because I used to be on the listserv for the GOP. I think I might still be, but I get so many emails that it's like, you know, the fundraising emails are kind of, you know, dime a dozen. And my friend, Peter, I mean, I don't care. I don't think he cares either because it's like anyone can be subscribed to the listserv.
I by the way, I have been taken off the list. I'm off the list.
You've been like they put you off.
I no longer get the mailings of the. Oh no, 30 years of the Republican Party, but you burn the bridge, you're gone, baby.
So I don't get this stuff anymore. Go ahead.
You're like blocked from even resources. Right. You can get a new email. I bet you could be sleuth about it. And
I've been canceled.
Get back on there if you wanted. But yeah, he just forwarded it to me, and I think I was checking my email during my show today, and I didn't talk about it on my show because we had guests, and it was just like timing didn't work out. But I thought it was funny, especially on the heels of when Kroot was on my show on Friday and said how our check had been returned from going to the GOP convention. And it's just because, you know, for anyone listening to your show who may or may not listen to my show, I feel like you and I take similar approaches. I was not a lifelong Republican. But I certainly have invited Republicans to come on the show. I try to get conservatives to come on the show. I try to be pragmatic and talk about things because I think in a purple state, ultimately, even if you're super left, you're never going to get everything you want, right? Like right. So much of this is about compromise and so much of this is about solving problems instead of just pushing through a singular agenda from one point of view.
Right.
And so like, I want to be having those conversations. So I've invited a fair amount of, you know, Republicans and center right people on my show. I've had less success of getting a lot of people to say yes. So it's just interesting to see that email used as a scare tactic of here comes liberal media. And it was the funniest thing about all this is that I thought all media was liberal media.
Right. Kristen, stay with us if you can just for a minute. Our boss, CEO and owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil, is joining us via Zoom. We appreciate it so much. To set this up for those that might just be joining us, this is an email that Kristen Bry from Asgos, Wisconsin, got. She has forwarded it to me. This is what the Republican Party of Wisconsin is trying to fundraise off at this hour. It says, quote, "We have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state. This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming and is being replaced with left-wing propaganda. Accuses us of being similar to George Soros buying up radio stations and says that we have, being the Republican Party, have to fight back and offers people to send in $25 or $50. Sage, you and I, amongst our other colleagues, Mike Kroot and Jorge Reyes, and also Pat Kreitlow, were at the Democratic Convention in Green Bay, wondering, why won't Republicans allow us to be over here? I believe the answer has been given. What is your response?
Well, you know you're doing something that they're paying attention to when they start fundraising off of it.
Right.
I think that's one thing that has continually surprised me is that it doesn't really matter what happens. There's always an opportunity to go raise money. You know, you have a Democrat who swears they're not going to do anything about guns, but they get elected and then you make a bunch of noise and suddenly people start buying guns. Or you have a Republican that gets elected and people are like, oh, great, now we can buy more guns. And then it's like, go buy guns. That's a really good question. I don't know.
I mean, first of all, let's just be speaking of the truth. You made no bones about it. You and your wife combined are one of the top five givers combined in Wisconsin for Democratic candidates. You make no bones about that.
No. I don't think that's going to be the case this year because I'm focusing in other places, certainly.
You haven't tried to hide that in any way. But when I had my interview, Kristen, you can speak for yourself. I have received zero directive from you as to what I can and can't say other than FCC violations. Kristen, for you?
Yeah, same.
So, I mean, you're not telling your employees an agenda here other than you literally told me, Todd, tell the truth and do it with integrity. That's it.
Yeah. And I think if anything, I've encouraged you to speak to the entire electorate and not to progressive base. This is not progressive radio. Like, that's not the point. And that's not, if we just tell liberals what they want to hear, that's not accomplishing anything.
And that's why I'm so excited. Kristen, you and I have had these conversations. That's what I think we're passionate about. And I think our shows are similar. We're unique people, but we're just trying to get to the truth, right?
Absolutely.
Sage. Oh, Kristen. No, that's fine. Kristen, go ahead, Kristen. This is not, you don't have a partisan bent to this. You have no personal agenda from a political standpoint. Yes or no?
No, I say this pretty openly. I'm really not trying to carry water for the Democrats. I try to talk about the actual problems that need to get solved. And certainly I think my utopia aligns more with a lot of things that Democrats run on. But I think that's one of the things when I first met Sage was a lot of the stuff that I would love to see done, like ranked choice voting, final five voting, more parties than just a two-party system. Like a lot of that kind of stuff as far as actually making people's voices heard and having more competition in our democratic process is like what I care a lot more than just, you know, the cringiest thing I ever see is vote blue, no matter who, if I'm going to be totally honest.
And, you know, as a former Republican, I'm sure I retweeted that several times, you know, because I believe in democracy. I think, Sage, you've said this before. I think I don't want to put words in your mouth. Speak for yourself. If there's any agenda out there, it's preserving democracy for everyone, regardless of partisan affiliation.
It's called civic media for a reason, right? I mean, we want to uphold the principles of democracy. We want to bring facts to our listeners. We want to engage them. We want to educate them about what's happening in their communities. And I'd like to help them learn what they can do and what power they have to actually change and do whatever we can to make what elected representatives who do have more responsive to their constituents.
I said
that's my agenda, and that's not a big D Democrat agenda. That's a small D Democrat agenda, right?
I said this earlier. You and I were at the Democratic Big D convention up in Green Bay, and we had people coming up to us asking that they hadn't heard of Civic. And we were telling them, look, it's focused on community first, covering school boards, local events first, then having a network that could just tell the truth. And you can speak for yourself. I didn't have any Democrat say, oh, we don't want that. It has to be all Democratic partisan slant. They like the truth.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're not afraid of it, right? And I think that's the thing that keeps getting to me. I can't figure out why they don't want us to be there. I don't know if they think that we're going to like make some sort of show or something, but like I want to go to the Republican convention just to better understand like where they're coming from and like what they're saying. I think the thing that strikes me from the outside about the party is that it's set up so that everybody in the tent like has to toe the party line. And I can't believe that the individuals who are actually elected believe everything or like are actually feel that way or would vote that way if they had the freedom to vote their conscience, right? Like one interesting tidbit, and I would love for somebody who knows more about this to educate me more, was that, you know, when the campaign finance laws were changed, there's still a cap. It's higher, but there's a cap on how much you can contribute to an individual candidate or campaign, but you can make unlimited contributions to the party, and the party can make unlimited contributions to candidates, and that is used as a tool to keep everyone in the caucus in line. Because if you don't vote the way that the party leadership says you need to vote, then they're going to cut off your funding and they're going to replace you with somebody else that will. And I don't know to what extent that's actually true, but I have to believe even among the Democrats too, like they're all for the Democratic Party, blah, blah, so on and so forth. But individually, they also want a multi-party system and ranked choice voting, and they want all those things in order to make government more responsive. And it just so happens that, you know, being a Democrat in their situation is the best way that they can effectuate that in the current circumstances.
I texted Sage earlier. I said I am a twice loser for state assembly as a Republican in this state. And one thing that people like Brian Schimming, who is currently the party chair, who I know well, people like Tommy Thompson, a Republican who is not a left-wing propagandist, the thing they would tell you is when you wake up and the day that your opponent, particularly an incumbent, is attacking you on radio and TV and in the press, that's the day that you know you've made it because you're starting to make a difference and they have poll numbers. So congratulations, Sage. Using a Republican lens, you've made it. You made it. Kristen Bry, you're on every day from 8 until 10 with Jay Matinier, As Goes Wisconsin. Great show. People should check it out.
10 to 12.
Pardon?
10 till
12. All right, what did I say? Sorry, 10 to 12. Not really looking at my nose. 10 to 10 to 12.
See, I'm still getting used to it, Todd.
I know. 10 to 12. Sage Weil, our CEO of Civic Media. Thank you both. Stay with us. Tony is next. A little Latin jazz on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. About a year before it's for real, President Biden's been out politicking, promising new jobs to union members in Philadelphia.
Who's going
to
get these jobs? Working folks. We're doing something right now no one has thought possible.
We're on the edge of a manufacturing boom in America.
He also took a look at that collapsed part of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia, about which Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says,
I can state with confidence that we will have I-95 reopened within the next 2 weeks.
Which would be just 3 weeks after last weekend's fire-related collapse. On the Weather Watch, big-time heat from Texas to Florida in Texas following deadly storms.
What the people in this area have gone through over the past couple of days is nothing short of horrific.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, 5 people killed in Minneapolis when a driver ran a red light, slammed into their vehicle after a state trooper spotted him speeding. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:34 on a Monday, the 12th of June, 2023. Welcome back in. I could sit and listen to that music all day and all night long. I have on occasion. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago. Our guest this half hour for the remainder of the show. This is fantastic. We appreciate him so very much. Tony Castaneda, who is a Wisconsin Latin jazz icon. His band, the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Sextet, returned to a residency at the Cardinal Bar here in Madison. And for our Madison listeners, I'm sure for many across the state, Tony, that is a great, great piece of news. Tony, welcome in. Thanks for being here. Todd, thank you so much. And this is so cool being here at WMDX on the west side of Madison. Yeah. We're going to be downtown in a bit. We're still working on the studios down there. Well, this is almost downtown now. Oh, too, right? So, right? Yeah, where we are. Hey, it's that's great. Thanks for the invite. Yeah, absolutely. For those who might not know you, because we're going to places like Green Bay and Hayward and Amory and Wausau and Richland Center, and you're well-known, obviously, in Madison and I think in Milwaukee as well. But for those who don't know you or haven't heard of you, give folks just a little bit of the Tony resume, kind of where you grew up and how you got into Latin jazz.
Well, first of all, I do know Hayward. And we have played in Green Bay, and we're going to be playing up in Stevens Point for the Riverfront Jazz Festival in August. Nice. So, yeah,
Well, that's fantastic.
I love all of Wisconsin. But, yeah, I was, born and raised in Racine, Wisconsin, over there on the southeast side, mm-hmm. Right in between Milwaukee and Chicago.
Right.
So I had a very worldly upbringing, listening to all the TV and radio stations out of Milwaukee and Chicago. So that's why people from Racine are so smart.
So how did you get into music? Was it something your family did? Was it?
I mean, growing up, I had my uncle Nacio. Mm-hmm. If you believe it or not, in the 50s and 60s, they had a huge a Latin orchestra that would travel around the Milwaukee, Chicago, and, the Midwest area. Mm-hmm. They used to practice at my aunt's house when we were kids, and it was always cool because we'd hear him in the basement. It was a big band, horns and everything, and it was a Latin jazz. It wasn't Latin jazz, I guess, at the time. It was kind of, but it was big dance music. So really, there's Latin music and Latin musicians have been in Wisconsin for a long time, as long as Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and whatever have been.
And by the way, yesterday, I believe, was National Puerto Rican Day.
It sure was.
Yeah.
Happy Puerto Rican Day to all my Boricua friends out there.
There you go.
So, yeah, and my dad was a musician also, but of course, everybody had to work, mm-hmm. My dad was a machinist at American Motors for like 39 years, mm-hmm. retired from there. But he was a musician, and now that he's in his 90s, and once he retired, he started playing music again also.
Really?
So he plays guitar, he plays piano, he's trained himself now on accordion at this stage of the game, so it's cool. And to go back to my uncle, I grew up a large family of 9 kids in our family, and my uncle, when we were very young, tried to put instruments in our hands. My oldest brother, Bob, he bought him a drum set, and Bob dug it for a minute. And my another older brother, Dave, played trumpet, and he played it for a little while, but he got me a trumpet, which was my first instrument, was trumpet, and I stuck with it. I took lessons. I played in a municipal marching band as a kid, and I played in a drum and bugle corps also, the Racine Scouts, 69 and 70. And so that was my first instrument. It was a trumpet and a cornet, if you will, and a bugle, that's what they called them back in the day.
Yeah. A drum and bugle corps has a rich history, Tony, in Wisconsin.
Well, in Racine, right? Racine actually used to be the drum corps capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes way back to, it had a lot to do with the factory life down there. And everybody had jobs, and we were known to have the oldest drum and bugle corps in the country, which was the Boys of 76. It was a senior corps. We had the Kilties, of course, and we had the junior Kilties. We had the Chrome Domes, which is what I was in, and the junior scouts. And we had a woman's drum and bugle corps, to all girl drum and bugle corps. Wow. And I'm talking, this is in the 60s, 50s mm-hmm. and 60s. So unfortunately, though, when the city, when we lost our manufacturing sector in the 80s, we lost about 20% of our population at that time. And of course, a lot of people left, the jobs left, and we're still kind of recovering from that now down in Racine. And I think that had a lot to do with the death of Drum and Bugle Corps, because a lot of working class kids could be in Drum and Bugle Corps without you know, having to pay a lot of money and all this and that. And they were sponsored a lot by a lot of the factories down there. As a matter of fact, we're seeing, in case you didn't know, had more manufacturing headquarters in the 50s and 60s than any place in the country.
Really?
Believe it or not.
I did not know
Look that. It up, everybody. I did read that a long time ago. I was doing some research, but it's... yeah, we did. So
help us understand, because I was in Jasmine. I grew up in a little town of 5,000 people, Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin, you know, 99% white. But, you know, jazz was something, as they say, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it's really the only true music that was created in America, besides Native American music, which, of course, that's a whole other, you know, story. But music that was created besides Native American music, jazz was it, right? I mean, New Orleans. And so when was this fusion with Latin jazz? And kind of explain it to us, jazz meets Latin jazz.
Well, you could go back and talk to people like Tito Puente, who we had the honor of actually opening up for Tito Puente back in 1993 when he came to Madison. That was that was with a different band I had, but we got to open up for him, which was there's some funny stories there. But
what was he like?
But he was great. Those guys were like a bunch of clowns. They were like us except older, because they were just goofing around and pulling pranks on each other. And they were going till 2 or 3 in the morning, I got to tell you.
Wow.
But anyhow, he talks about the merger between jazz in Latin and salsa, I guess, if you will, Latin music in New York back in the old days. There'd be like a Latin club a couple blocks down from the jazz clubs, and the jazz clubs would have their jazz. And during the breaks, the Latin musicians would go over to the jazz club. And they'd sit in, and during the jazz guys' breaks, they would they'd go on over to the Latin club and sit in, and it was kind of how it merged and came together. And of course, a lot of jazz people started using or what shall I say, incorporating the Afro-Cuban elements and the Afro-Cuban rhythmic elements, especially in the instrumentation, the congas and the timbales and bongo. And, that's why, you know, Cal Jader, of course, is one of the, what shall I say, forerunners, along with Tito Puente and Mango Santamaria and all those guys, and Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo had a lot of, mergers. And, so that's kind of how that happened and back in those days, so... Yeah,
it's fascinating music. Like I said, I could say just my favorite music. So I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here. My friends know that that's true. It's just the kind of music that's, I think, accessible to everyone, and it tells a story. You know, I won't go into the whole story, but former President Obama told one of his speechwriters, the speechwriter told it, I think, on Colbert here a year ago or so, and it used Miles Davis as to like how Obama wanted his speeches written. And he said, you listen to Miles Davis, and it's not all tens. There's some fours and some fives in there, some sixes. So when you get to a 10, it really sounds like something. And I think that music is a universal language. So, I mean, it's something everybody is, it's accessible for everybody, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's great stuff. So the Cardinal Bar got like 3 minutes left before the break here.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just talk about the Cardinal Bar.
You're back, Cardinal Bar, you're back there after 25 years.
Yeah. It's opened in 1975. Well, it actually opened in 1908, but Ricardo Gonzalez, opened it in 1975, they had he introduced Latin music to Madison, not only through the bar, but also he did a program on WORT, a listener-sponsored community radio station in Madison, which still is around, and he did a Latin music program on there, La Junta, so he was very instrumental in the introduction of Latin music in the Madison scene. This is way back in the 70s. So, and I had a band at the time. It was called Olmeca. And we started in 1977, 78. We used to play at the Cardinal. And also he had another bar a block away called Rick Savannah Club. And we were the house band there on Friday nights for a long time.
25 years, right?
At the other place.
Yeah. Okay.
No, our current group then started in 1998, so we're celebrating 25 years. Wow. And we started playing at the Cardinal Bar on Sunday nights. We had a residency there for like 15 years. And on Sunday nights, it started late. It ended even later. We had some great musicians that would come down and sit in with us, Grammy Award-winning musicians, wow. Jerry Gonzalez, John Santos, all these, you know, Chucho Valdez, guys would come in. The band Los Lobos was in town doing a concert. They came down one night, and
that's awesome.
We just hung out till like 4 a.m. with those guys. It was great. That's how my current group started back 25 years ago. So how are we doing on time?
We got like 2 minutes left here.
Oh, wow, that was only 1 minute. You can say in 1 minute.
I know you're a pro. When we come back, we're going to talk about Tony also has a radio program on WORT, which he was kind enough to have me on last week. We'll talk more about that after the break. But 3 minutes left, Aaron just told me. So we got right. 3 minutes left.
All right. Well,
the bar kind of reopens here. And it's a rebirth, right? It's
certainly a rebirth. Ricardo sold it maybe 4 or 5 years ago to some folks out of Milwaukee, the guys that own the Nomad, which is a real nice place in Milwaukee. And they've had a lot of world music down there. They bought the Cardinal Bar. Did not go that well. It was they actually ended up moving their bar down to Gorham Street, further downtown. The bar has sat empty for like 3 years, so it was in need of a lot of love, if you will. And the new owners, I'm very happy. It's five young folks in town. Well, younger than me and you,
right?
All right, decided to call it the Cardinal Bar. They got Ricardo's blessing, and they shined it up, cleaned it up, moved the stage, did some other things, got a new sound system in there. Mm-hmm. They're going to have music again, and of course, the first thing they did is asked for my band to come back. So we're very happy to say that we've been playing for the last couple of weeks. We're doing every Thursday again, happy hour, 5:30 to 7:30. We don't want to do that Sunday 9:30 p.m. till 3 p.m. It's takes a lot out of you, especially on a weekly basis. But it's great to have a residency again.
Yeah.
Residencies are great for bands because you can you learn new music, you practice. You know, you're there. We don't tell anyone, but we practice there while we're playing live. So if you want to come and see what jazz is all about, I mean, that's the way it should be. It's like, hey, somebody brings a chart or somebody says, here, listen to this thing during the week. I'll bring some charts, which doesn't do me any good because I don't read them. I'm playing congas and percussion. Right, right. So it's just, you know, that's what we do, and that's what jazz should be. It's like, all right, let's try this. And so if you come on a Thursday, of course, there's no cover charge, but if you come on a Thursday, you should be able to, hear us.
Well, that's
the riffing, if you will.
And we're going to hear a little bit on the way out here of Tony Castagneda and his Latin Jazz Sextet. We're going to be back more with Tony after this. Thursday nights, 5:30 to 7:30. It's a great time, great tapas, great appetizers and drinks. Above all, great Latin jazz. Back with more after this with Tony. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is 2:50 time and temperature sign. That is the great music of Tony Castaneda and his Latin jazz sextet. Tony Castaneda, Wisconsin Latin jazz icon, a multi-talented guy. As it turns out, we appreciate him being here with us on this half hour on this Monday afternoon. Tony, want to talk a little bit because, again, multi-talented, not just a musician, you're a radio guy too. And as I said, you were kind enough to have me on your show last week for people, our listeners in Madison. You can hear the program every Thursday from when to when?
It's from 8 to 9 a.m. It's just a one-hour show. I've been doing it for over 30 years now. Yeah. And WRT, of course, has been around since 1975. I was here when it started. I had friends that were working on the organizing of that station, and we've gone through a lot of things, but we've survived, and we're doing strong, and we're doing good. It's a combination of a lot of music. We've got some of the greatest music shows in town put on. We got great country music on Wednesday mornings from 9 to 12. Mm-hmm. Bill Malone, who was the author of Country Music USA, he was also in the Ken Burns documentary about country music. He was the only, non-musician on that show. Mm-hmm. Rockin' John does a great rock show on Saturday nights from 6 to 8. I mean, we've got just a lot of great music. And we combine that with a little bit of talk and BSing like we do on my show on Thursday mornings. And we do. We have our own news department, which is a very great news department. We're able to compile a daily news show that goes from 6 to 7, 4 nights a week. And we also have an afternoon talk show on. And I'm very happy to be there. And it's, you know me, I like to address a lot of the political issues of the day, and that's why I had you on last week. I am so happy that Civic Media is on here and that there's 18 stations throughout the state of Wisconsin and that the Republican Party has all got their undies in a bundle.
We were talking about that last hour. Republican Party put out a fundraiser on Civic Media attacking Civic, saying that we are silencing Fox News and conservative voices.
And of course,
that's been happening the other way around for 20 plus years, and calling all left-wing propagandists. Well, I said, I'm many things, Tony, but as a guy who spent 30 years in the Republican Party and worked for a guy like Dale Schultz, who you know, mm-hmm. I am not a left-wing propagandist.
No, you are not. And but were you behind also all the new automakers not putting AM radios in their
no,
in their cars now? What's up with that? I'm surprised.
I mean, I'm a guy who grew up. My first job after my paper route delivering the Wisconsin State Journal, my next job was in high school. I had the audacity, a kid born with a speech impediment. I went down to WRCO and asked for a job, and they hired me. And so small town radio was like, you know, my first gig, AM radio. And so I'm a big proponent of it. And so I'm glad that Ford has reversed that decision and is going to put AM radios in their new cars.
All right. So, I mean, you got to listen to something, right?
Right, exactly. I want to make sure we get it in, so let's go to it now. You have a golf outing, a fundraiser.
Oh, yes.
Make sure, let's get that
this
in.
This is one of the other things that I do. I like to do community work, but
yeah.
Sunday, June 25th, it's the 33rd annual Harmony Bar golf outing. Now, talk about bars that have gone through transitions or whatever. Harmony Bar has got new owners now since a year ago, gone through a lot of things. But the 33rd annual Harmony Bar golf outing is, and it benefits Commonwealth Development. Commonwealth Development is a community organization that's been around 40-something years, mm-hmm. and they do a lot of housing development, not only affordable rents and whatever, but they have a program to help first-time home buyers buy houses. They do youth programming. They got after-school stuff. They got youth employment programs. And, they've just been an institution in the Madison area. Not only that, they're the ones who organize the Willie Street Fair. So mm-hmm. This golf outing is Sunday, June 25th. You can go to cwd.golf/org.
Okay.
or something like that.
All right.
You can go to Commonwealth Development website and you can sign up. We're looking for some more foursomes, so we would like to fill up the board there at the Harmony Bar. But like I said, this golf outing has been going on for 33 years.
Commonwealth development and Tony, housing, we've talked about it on this show. I'm sure you've talked about it on your show. Housing is something that's it's a crunch all across the state. Affordable housing and access to it.
Yes, it's not pretty right now. Right. Actually, you're out there, if you're renting, especially.
And this is one of the things I love about Tony. I mean, I love your music first and foremost. I mean, one of the earliest times I remember seeing you down at Memorial Terrace at campus and hearing your band of friends, I was blown away. But in 2015, when I had a little coffee shop and I had my 15 minutes of fame being anti-Republican, Tony comes in a leather jacket, and I think he had sunglasses on, and he said, "Are you Todd Allball?" I said, I thought, oh, my God, this guy's going to beat the crap out of me. And I said, yeah. And he comes over, and he puts his arm around me, and he says, "Thanks." And you know, it was really then we became even better friends, and I knew you more. And you are an activist, Tony. You're somebody who uses your popularity, your talents for good, not just in music, but just, we got about 3 minutes left here, some of the social causes that are near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I probably owe it to my parents a lot, because they were always activists, and they were active in getting out the Mexican-American vote in Racine. Yeah, whatever. My father was a former migrant worker from Texas, you know, and that's how they moved up there. Same with my mother's family. And but they were always politically active in the good cause and for the good cause. You know, my father worked on Les Aspin's campaign or whatever. Yeah. I remember Les Aspin coming to our humble house and talking to us and hanging out with us. And so it's just, you know, something that I not only me, but pretty much my whole family and even my children, I think, are kind of following in the same footsteps. And it's just, you got to be community-minded. You got to be thinking about what's good for everybody, you know. And so, yeah, and I'm, you know, whatever. I'm not a fan of capitalism, but also, you know, it doesn't seem to be working too well for the majority of the people here. But, yeah.
Our producer, Aaron Zomer, has found the site. If you want to be part of that, the Harmony Ball Bar Golf Outing, it's cwd.org/golf. cwd.org/golf. Tony Castaneda, thank you so much, my friend.
Todd, thanks for having me. And go Civic Media and keep on going. I'm going to have to listen to your show every once in a while when I'm not listening to work.
Well, be able to listen to Tony as well in Madison, WORT, every
Thursday,
down
to Cardinal 8
Bar. To 9.
Cardinal Bar,
and
Thursday
Cardinal
nights.
Bar, Thursdays, 5:30 to 7:30. Right, I've been there a couple weeks ago. I hope to get back this week and many, many more. Tony Castaneda.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, my friend. Right. Be with us tomorrow. Stay tuned now. Matt Flynn Direct is coming up next across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Sage Weil. Thank you to our colleague, Kristen Bry, as well, from As Goes Wisconsin, every morning from 10 until noon, for them being on the show. And above all, thank you for being our guests and listening to us across Civic Media. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. Banging on your drum.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off. Enjoy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to The Shaw. Don't you-